us anything you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give you there. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. There's some pretty awful news out of our very own New Hampshire with a friend of the show and sometimes co-host, Ademo Freeman from copblock.org. He's the founder of CopBlock. I guess one of the founders, one of the original idea men, and one of the biggest, most prolific posters over at CopBlock. Ademo Freeman has been charged with, I believe, 3 felony counts.
Yes, indicted.
Of so-called wiretapping. And this is in reference to, and the details are over at freekeen.com. There was actually, he found out about this because the Union Leader, which is one of the bigger newspapers in the state, did a story, a front page story about this today. So he found out from the front page of the Union Leader. He didn't get any kind of, court date information.
The government hasn't let him know.
Right, right.
He's charging him with 3 felonies.
Felonies.
Yeah, just as well, one of the individuals in the story that the Union Lead talks about that's related to why Ademo is charged with this, one of the gentlemen that he covered for CopBlock was also targeted in a story on the back page about how he was in a fight with another person and whatnot, and there was, you know, something that has to do with he's related to this, and now he's found to have a fight, and he has a felony charge he's facing for that he says is all bogus. So it's very interesting to note how the Union Leader is so status, and as far as they got this story right away before anybody else really knew, for one, and then of course they back up the negativity on this story with another story relating to it about a different individual. Very interesting.
Well, what started all this is, you mentioned this other character. This is a young man, I guess 17, maybe 18 years old, 17, Mike Prue, or P-R-O-U-L-X. I think that's Prue. Anyway, Mike Prue was in a situation in a cafeteria, and I guess he had allegedly taken someone something or other, and he wouldn't give it back. And was told to give it back.
He had taken his sister's purse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. And was told to give it back. The police claimed he did not give it back, and so therefore the police were then justified in slamming him against a table face down, basically slamming his face into one of the lunchroom tables in order to, whip him into shape.
Yeah, if you watch the video, the purse is taken away from his possession and returned to his sister. And then the officer starts to walk away, at which point the officer says something to him, and he says something back to the officer. The officer then turns around in the video, comes back to him. They exchange words a little bit, a short second longer, before the officer literally just picks up him and spins him around and slams him onto the table behind the officer.
So his charge isn't stealing a sister's purse, it's contempt of cop.
Yes, exactly.
I see. In fact, I'd seen the video, but I didn't remember that detail. I didn't realize the purse had already been given back prior to the slamming.
Yep.
So this is, it's outrageous footage. And that, by the way, Pete Ayer is now blogging over at freekeen.com from also one of the CopBlock guys. And he posted all of this there, so you can see the original video on his post. If you go to freekeen.com, just scroll down a little bit, it's right there. And it's just outrageous. I mean, it actually made some level of national attention when it came out. It was all over the news. I actually saw it when I was in jail. I saw the footage because they played the footage from CopBlock on the local news where I was being held. And so this made some pretty big waves, and I guess, the state was caught with its pants down. They were caught red-handed.
They hate that.
Basically beating a high school student for no reason.
Right.
And so now they've decided to indict Ademo with 3 felony counts, facing 5 to 7 years per count. He's looking at 20 years in prison. Now, what did he do, allegedly? Well, he apparently called some bureaucrats. He called up the principal of the school and a couple of other bureaucrats and asked them for comment, essentially. I guess he called the police captain, the school principal, and the school secretary. and was just simply asking them for comment for a report that he was doing on the incident. And he cut the audio out. It says here in the union leader story that he cut the audio out from the interviews, because obviously you don't want to play the whole interview. It can be kind of dull. But where he cut the beginning out, where he informed them he was calling them to get their comments. So I don't know if he actually told them whether or not he was recording. They're saying that he didn't tell them that. And, of course, the way a lot of the wiretapping statutes are written across the state is they were originally written for, you know, phone conversations. They've been taken out of context ever since then and used to enforce on people that are using video cameras in public and things like that. And that's where the Glick decision out of Massachusetts, that was it a federal court that did that? That was a federal court, right? Federal appeals?
Yeah, that was the second Circuit Court of Appeals?
It was one of the courts of appeals, I think. And that Glick decision, you guys talked about it quite a bit. I think you had an attorney on to discuss it. It essentially, you know, it iterated the fact that you, as a supposedly free human being, and the fact that now that anybody can be a member of the press, because press materials and media devices are so affordable, that as long as you're recording a public government bureaucrat in performance of their government duties, that, you know, they can't tell you not to record, that you have a right to record them. However, that's if they don't have an expectation of privacy, right? And I guess the idea is that if they're public bureaucrats and they have the expectation of privacy, or they don't have the expectation of privacy, but I don't know if that overrides, I mean, I'm no legal expert, but I don't know if that Glick opinion overrides the actual statute's intention of protecting people over the phone. Because it's not like you're standing in front of someone with a video camera in the case of being on the phone.
Right.
So they're going to have the state's going to have a real strong case, I think, in this matter.
Because this is
matter.
Really what the law is. But the question I would have here is, what does the federal government believe regarding the recording of bureaucrats? Because that ruling came down from a federal court,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know that the federal government has I don't believe it has a rule on wiretapping in that way, in the same way that many
states
do.
Yeah.
The states have a few states have the two-person rule, the two-party rule, or whatever what it is.
Where both parties have to be aware.
All parties or something like that have to be aware. And one of those is New Hampshire. And so, therefore, is this a sovereignty situation where New Hampshire can say that its bureaucrats are being mistreated?
Mm.
Or is this a federal, federal courts of sovereignty?
It's worth pointing out that they record our calls in some instances. Like, if you call the police departments in some cases, you'll hear a beep, like once every minute or so. Beep, little beep comes on the line. They don't actually tell you at any point you're being recorded, but that's what that sound means. Because I've asked them before, is it true that you're recording this call? And they had to admit that they were. So, you know, does that? I'm sure the statute. I haven't read the statute, but I imagine the statute exempts the bureaucrats themselves. So, like, well, yeah, we can record you people without your consent or knowledge, but you can't do the same thing to us.
Well, and all the people he called were working at the time at their place of work.
That's true.
Doing their prescribed stately business. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the course of their duties.
I agree with you.
To record them.
On the job, on the record.
Exactly.
I think that.
But I think they were all aware that he was calling from cop block. And that they were all aware the video came from cop block.
And he was calling for a comment, is what he said.
Right, and
he told them that.
And I think they can put the two and two together to realize that cop block is a media organization that is publishing this. So clearly they're going to want my side of the story. I'm going to give him a comment, blah, blah, blah.
But basically he's looking at 20 years in prison for not saying, I'm recording this call. And that's pretty much what they're doing to him. And
that's the perverse manner in which government can twist and contort the laws meant to restrict government in order to harm individual citizens or people, whatever.
So I have a question for you on this, Ian.
Yeah.
Is the demo getting a lawyer?
I haven't the slightest clue. 855-453. I know he's got a lawyer in the case where he was arrested after asking a judge a few questions. So maybe that same guy will help him with this. I don't know. 1-855-450-3733. He'll be hopefully calling in later tonight. We'll get to ask him those questions directly. 855-453. He's not in hiding at the moment because there's no warrant out for his arrest. So even though he's been indicted on three felony counts, he's just going to have to show up in an arraignment next month.
have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-855-450-3733, and we invite you online over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives that go all the way back to late 2006. So just go click and download and grab as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. Oliver@freetalklive.com. Now, I've heard a rumor that tonight is the final night for, that is December 1st, that's when we're doing this show. It's the final night for you to get registered with the early bird discount at the Free State Project Liberty Forum.
I've heard that too, and the sad thing is that many people listen to the show recorded on the podcast, and
well, we told them it was coming.
They've screwed around to the point that they probably
won't. We warned them several times, so I mean, you knew that it was coming. You knew that it would happen at some point. We'd explained that once they announce more of the speakers, like the final, I guess they call them keynote speeches, like the big speakers. Once they finally have announced the other keynote speaker, that will basically be the end of the early bird discount. So if you still want to get in on the Liberty Forum, I believe it's still
available. If you're listening live and you want the early bird discount, go now and register. And by now, I mean right now.
To freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. The Liberty Forum, it's the place to go. It's going to be the wintertime, February 23rd through the 26th. If you love liberty, you want to be free in your lifetime, you want to get together with other people that think like you do, that understand that in order to live free, you have to allow others to be free as well. If you're that kind of person, if you're like we are, then you want to be at the Liberty Forum. You don't want to miss this event. Free Talk Live will be there. We'll be broadcasting live from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing all kinds of great folks, because there are hundreds of liberty-minded people that will come to this event. It's a blast. It's a hotel convention. There's all kinds of great speakers. The latest announcement, Peter Schiff, who is a fairly big name within the Liberty movement.
Ran for senator.
That's right. Was it
Connecticut?
Senator? Yes. Was it representative?
No, he was senator. Ran for senator.
Okay. And I guess he's like a big monetary advisor kind of guy. He runs.
He's advertised on the show in the past, and you know he's essentially the
EuroPac advisors or something. Like
yes, yeah.
EuroPac, and EuroPacific is the name of it. EuroPac is the sort of shortened version, and he has a couple different sort of subgroups.
So he's going to be there. Actually, he'll be speaking, as I understand it, on Friday night as the keynote speaker. And also on Friday day, I guess he's going to have like a seminar of some sort. So you'll be able to, you know, get investment strategies and things like that from Peter Schiff, who will be there. And, of course, there's all kinds of other great folks. John Lott will be there. More Guns, Less Crime. He wrote that book. Michael Cloud, who was basically the campaign manager for the Harry Brown campaign in the year 2000, he'll be there. He's with the Center for Small Government now. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture. And many other folks that I'm not familiar with, but I'll become familiar as we go to the Liberty Forum coming up here in February. So once again,
are you aware of what the discount is for this?
The early bird discount?
I thought it was 10%.
I don't know what if the question is what will the prices be after the early bird discount goes away, I don't know the answer to that. I know that right now it's under $200, just under $200 for the entire weekend. And if you use our discount code, FTL2012, you'll save 10% on that early bird discount price. So you get a discounted discount price if you go tonight to Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. But even if the price goes up, even if you're too late, even if they, you know, get rid of the early bird prices and it goes up to the regular price, whatever that ends up being, I don't know if it's like $250 or whatever, I don't know what's going to be, your discount code will still work. So FTL2012 will still save you that 10%.
Yep.
So on whatever the price ends up being at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, you can use our discount code and save yourself, again, 10%. At freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I think that covers it. So looking forward to seeing you there. We'll, of course, take your phone calls about absolutely anything. And hopefully our friend Ademo will be in attendance. I mean, I fully expect if he's not in prison that he'll be there. And, of course, the gears of justice turn pretty slowly. So who knows how long this felony trial thing will take. But I'm disheartened, of course, by the idea that the grand jury, which is a group of 23 men and women, from, you know, whatever given area, has looked at this and has said, yeah, that looks like wiretapping. Let's bring this guy up on charges.
What else would they say, though? I mean, when it comes...
They say, leave this man alone. He recorded some government bureaucrats on the phone, and these government bureaucrats should be completely accountable in every single thing that they do.
A grand jury...
Rejected. No bill.
A grand jury's obligation is to enforce the law. I mean, they are an arm of the state. The state has a law...
But they should be able to have a conscience. They should,
fine. I'm for you on that, but it wouldn't matter if one person on that grand jury. You're talking about the grand jury.
That's
true. A group,
you need
and it is
a
not
majority.
A group. It is 23 individuals, and if one of them had enough of a conscience to do to say no, it still wouldn't matter.
You're right about that. With a grand jury, you need to have a majority.
Result.
Correct. You need to have a majority. At least here in New Hampshire, I don't know about the rest of the country. You need to have a majority of the grand jury in order to be able to reject something. So one or two or three people with a conscience on the grand jury isn't going to be enough.
Right.
So it's pretty tough to change things there. Plus, they're being completely inculcated by whoever the prosecutor is.
Yep.
I mean, they are being told, you must do as we say. That's what their instructions are.
That's pretty much it.
Yep. And they're pretty much in the government's maw, if you will. They're in the court
in their
system. Yeah, in their building, on their turf. The bailiffs are around them. The guns and badges. It's very apparent to anybody that sits in that sort of condition that, who's in charge?
Absolutely.
Right. This is all about the Milgram experiments. I mean, in the Milgram experiments, they took people into a situation, had a guy with a lab coat on tell them to essentially administer educational shocks to the point that they killed someone. Mm-hmm.
Someone got a matching game wrong.
Yeah,
is what they were doing.
Right, and then they did this with multiple people. 66% of people, and that's enough for the grand jury to indict.
Yeah,
66% of people would continue to shock someone until dead, until they didn't make any noise, just because a guy with a lab coat stood behind them and said, the experiment must continue,
yep.
Please go on, or something like that.
Yep.
You know, when a human is taken out of their normal environment, where they are not king, out of their home, out of their castle, and told to do something by an authority figure, both of those things working together, they're not very... you know, morals tend to fly out the window.
Right. You just basically want to go along to get along because you're in a situation that is clearly uncomfortable. When you're especially, just imagine yourself in a gray room, hard, cold surfaces, and some guy telling you exactly what you're supposed to do. And if you don't do it, well, he doesn't finish the sentence, of course. I mean, they don't exactly show you the gun.
They don't have to.
No.
You know it's there.
Right.
And on top of that, you're also dealing, I'm glad you brought up Milgram because it's really relevant here. You've also got people who, you're talking about grand jurors are likely going to be older adults because younger people aren't registered to vote as often. In a lot of places, you get juries pulled from voter registration and driver's licenses. So you just tend to see an older skew to people that end up being called to any jury. And these are people who their whole lives have been inculcated with obedience to authority. I mean, whether it's in the government schools or in their own households, they've been inculcated into this. In fact, I actually had a piece here from WashingtonPost.com. This harpy, Emma Sullivan, is writing. Excuse me, not Emma Sullivan. She's not the harpy. Ruth Marcus. Emma Sullivan's the heroic young lady we talked about. I think you weren't here, Mark. It was Monday, where a young girl in high school tweeted something about the governor in her state.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very nice what she tweeted. And she was told she better write a letter of apology
to the governor
by Monday to the governor because they were offended by what she tweeted. And she refused to write that letter. So I'm going to give you what this opinion article writer has to say about it and how it ties into authority in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Your comments on the idea of authority, because that's really all it is. It's just an idea. It doesn't actually exist. It's one of the things that...
They often have really cool hats.
Well, and you should be aware that if you disrespect it, you could be facing 20 years.
Right.
Depending on what you do.
Larkin, our friend Damo, is facing 20 years in prison right now for hitting a record button on a telephone conversation, on a few of them, allegedly. But Larkin Rose has an excellent book out there that really just tears up the idea of authority. It's called The Most Dangerous Superstition, and I read it while I was in jail, and I highly recommend it.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. If you're looking for a Christmas gift this holiday season for, a family member that needs a rifle, wants a rifle, the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's the rifle to have if you can only... one rifle to have if you can have only one. It's you can see it at Ruger.com. Get it to your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com.
So what Larkin Rose says in his book, essentially, is that the idea of authority is the most dangerous superstition. And then he goes into detail as to why it's so dangerous and how it's really poisoning, freedom. And I think he really makes a compelling argument for it. And if people didn't believe in authority, then we probably wouldn't have the government that we currently have today, because they wouldn't accept this crap. We were talking about our friend Ademo, who's looking at 20 years in prison for allegedly recording some phone conversations without the consent or knowledge of the other participants, and talking about how the grand jury that indicted him was likely, intimidated by the system, or just so inculcated by the system that they didn't even feel intimidated. They just felt like it was their duty to do exactly as they were told and indict absolutely everyone that they were handed by the prosecutor.
Right, and I think most individuals It's not even the intimidation that's working. It's imagine, you know, your first days in school and you're standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance and all this mythology has told you about how the police and the firemen and the soldiers are serving our country. They're serving our country and doing all this good stuff. So this warm feeling develops about whenever you do something for the state, this nationalistic glory sort of feeling erupts within you, and the idea,
like when people pray or whatever with their religion,
or when people like, oh, they go up to the police officer or feel like giving information to help out some police. Oh, I felt really good about telling that officer the information he wanted to know, without a disregard for whether or not the officer is actually pursuing a crime that involves a victim. They just feel good that they helped out their heroes. The local heroes are obviously.
Ask not what your country could do for you. Ask what you could do for your country.
That's right.
Right. And so you've got this long-running inculcation of this idea of authority and respect for it and reverence for it and worship for it. And it's a long process. I mean, it's been going on for generations. So you have the people that are running the government schools that are inculcating young people. You've got parents that have been inculcated in their past that are passing that inculcation on to their kids. The people in culture, you know, popular culture, in the news media, they've all been brought in and indoctrinated. And so the messages come from all sides. And here's yet another one from WashingtonPost.com, where Harridan named Ruth Marcus is writing about Emma Sullivan, the young lady.
What'd you call her?
A Harridan?
Harridan. That's the first time I think I've ever heard that one.
It's a great word. A scolding, vicious woman, hag, shrew.
Shrew.
So this woman, this Ruth Marcus, she's just horrible. And I'm going to give you an excerpt here, and then I'll get into her full piece. Excerpt. The parental role is to inculcate values of respect for authority, even those you disagree with.
Right. You know, it's funny. Right in school, they used to have the question authority Einstein picture right in my English class.
What a joke.
As if, and I remember this teacher writing a little note to me in this class, writing a little note to me saying, "You have a problem with authority." And then me pointing to her sign of Einstein.
Did she take it down?
Question. No, I don't recall her having done that.
Hypocrite.
Well, at that point, I think she probably felt pretty chastened in that instance.
All right. So, by the way, I'm getting some good news about the Liberty Forum. We'll give you that here in a little bit, an update about maybe a potential extension. You might get lucky if you sign up for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum here, even if it's after tonight, for maybe an extra couple days. We'll give you the details in a bit as I receive them. But first, from Ruth Marcus at WashingtonPost.com. So she's talking about Emma Sullivan. She's a teenager. She tweeted. Somehow the governor's office got word of this teenager's tweet, and they got all up in a tizzy about it. And she was told that you will return after this weekend, and on Monday you will deliver a letter of apology to your teacher, and that will be given to the governor, and then that would make everything okay again. And she came out over the weekend and said, no. Yeah, I'm not going to apologize. I didn't do anything wrong. So
I don't. I didn't read this. What her tweet was. I don't know what.
I think it said something like he sucks or something like that. You know, something very teenage.
Something that didn't really address the issue particularly well.
Yeah. So here's what Ruth Marcus has to say about this. Emma Sullivan, you're lucky you're not my daughter. If you were my daughter, you'd be writing that letter apologizing to Kansas Governor Sam Brownback for the smart alecky, potty mouth tweet you wrote after meeting with him on a school field trip. Also, that smartphone, the one you posed with proudly displaying the tweet in which you announced that Brownback sucked and added the lovely hashtag, tag he blows a lot, turned off until you learned to use it responsibly. She's saying that's what she would tell her daughter.
Irresponsible use.
I may sound alarmingly crotchety here, but something is upside down in the modern world, which has transformed Sullivan into an unlikely internet celebrity and heroine of the liberal blogosphere. To recap, Sullivan, an 18-year-old senior at Shawnee Mission East High School, was on a school-sponsored Kansas youth and government trip to Topeka when she heard the conservative Republican governor speak. Sullivan did not actually give Brownback a piece of her mind, as she claimed, but she let her feelings be known via Twitter. So she didn't tell him anything to his face. She just tweeted something.
Did she claim?
Well, she did say, just made mean comments at Governor Brownback and told him he sucked in person. The claim is that's not true. Okay. I guess.
Well, I'm sure she like, you know, if he was speaking, that she probably wasn't speaking directly to her, and she probably muttered with her friends.
Maybe.
I mean, was she there in person? Yes. I mean, yeah. I think that she wasn't rigorous in her language, but coming from a young lady whose, you know, biggest insult of him, you know, her best argument against his case was he sucks. You know, eh.
But just look at the reaction here. I mean, some teenage girl tweets on, you know, her personal tweet. I mean, the article writer here points out that she's also tweeted about Twilight and Justin Bieber. I mean, so amongst these tweets that a teenage girl will tweet, she tweets something about the governor of Kansas, and there's this huge explosion of controversy.
Wasn't Sam Brownback a presidential candidate in 2007-08?
The name sounds familiar, but honestly, I don't know.
Well, anyway, the idea, of course, is the patriarchal, hierarchical control pyramid, if you will, that the teacher is, of course, at the very bottom, and above her, of course, is the principal and then school district, and eventually, though, the governor. You know what I'm saying? The teacher is like the foot soldier.
She's running, protection.
Yeah, she's a foot soldier for the governor, basically, and that... You know, the teacher wants the same authority and the same respect for authority that the governor wants, that everyone else who's a bureaucrat wants.
Well, right, because if you don't respect the governor, then by proxy you're not respecting her and their system. Right?
I think some of them take the job just to get that sort of respect for authority, that little bit of cred that they don't have elsewhere in life.
Right,
everybody wants what they want to be respected and done, right? Like, I want everybody to do what I say.
Right.
However, I'm not in a position of supposed authority. So the people that would get into the position of authority certainly are going to use that idea to their advantage. I want everything that I want, and I want you to think the way I want you to think.
So we'll continue with this Harridan here and her argument.
Now, you're name-calling, too, you know.
She is a Harridan. All right.
That's a great word, though.
And I'm not going to apologize for it. WashingtonPost.com. We'll continue with that in a moment here at 855-450 for your thoughts on authority. Should it be respected or should it be laughed at? It could also be ignored, I guess, what some people would suggest, but I think that you just can't ignore it for long, because eventually they're going to come after you, and then you'll have to acknowledge that, those people do exist, and they are trying to control my life, but being able to keep it light and to laugh at these folks is one of the most important things you can do. Don't take them seriously. More on the way, Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid, I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now, because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Storable foods, check.
Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we'll give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to get a free bumper sticker there. You can also download web graphics, high-res graphics you can use to make your own Free Talk Live t-shirts and sell them if you want to. We don't care. Go ahead and do that. And you can also grab flyers, which you can print out, and other things there over at promote.freetalklive.com. We'll continue here in a moment with the latest on this young lady who is, they're trying to get her in trouble, but she's just basically, she doesn't care. She tweeted about the Kansas governor, and she didn't say a nice thing about him, and so therefore they got upset at the school, and they demanded that she write a letter of apology. She has refused to do that, and lots of people apparently have opinions. We'll share that with you and talk more about authority in a moment.
We've been giving away prizes at Free Talk Live's Facebook page for the last couple of weeks, and it's your opportunity to get some cool prizes and to like our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like the page, and you will be entered to win the prizes. I am actually going to give one away right now, and it's a new prize that we didn't have before. It's called, here's a little blurb on it. Authors Taryn Lupo and Ruby Hilliard have finally released the spinoff to Pirates of Savannah.
Oh, excellent. A fine book.
That's right. The new novel is called The Hunt for Seamus's Booty. And it's appropriate for all ages. The book is just as fun to read for kids as it is for adults. The tale is about a pirate treasure hunt around historic Savannah, Georgia. Think of it kind of like a modern-day Goonies with some Liberty theme stuck in. You can find this book at Amazon right now. Don't forget to enter Amazon using the coupon code. How do you do it?
Yeah, it's
shop.freetalklive.com is how you do it. But anyway, that was the little blurb on it. So it's facebook.freetalklive.com to win one for free. I'm doing it right now.
You're giving it away on the Facebook profile now.
That's right. So go to facebook.freetalklive.com, like the page, and what do you think
win.
I should do? A letter? I guess a number between 1 and 1,000?
You like that one, right? Yeah. That's a fine one.
Yeah, it seems fine.
That one works. So get on over there and get involved. We go to Jeff listening in Idaho. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live at the end, JJ and Mark.
Hey, boys, I was listening to your conversation about authority earlier.
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd give my two cents. I believe without authority, corruption cannot exist. Authority, corruption only exists because of authority. And without, you know, without whistleblowers, without watchdogs, there's, you know, there's going to be a large abuse of power. This is why people like Hitler, you know, became who they did. This is, I mean, this is a large reason why we've had many of our problems that we do in the world today.
I think that's an astute observation that, you know, if the idea of authority wasn't present in so many people's minds, they wouldn't give these government guys the benefit of the doubt. They wouldn't be as willing to look the other way when they were hurting other human beings, and they wouldn't be able to just simply write it off and say, oh, well, that's just, they're the authorities, so it's okay if they crush that man's head against the pavement because he smokes some pot.
Right, I think definitely I agree with the statement you made. Authority is definitely something more than an individual. Okay, when an individual does something bad, they don't call it they're corrupt. They say they did something bad, whatever it was. They're a fraud, they're a murderer, they're a cheat, whatever they did. But when you have special powers and abilities, when you have an office that magnifies the decisions you make and the authority or whatever, the control that you can exert, it's then that you can become corrupt. And I
can give a prime example. I've called in before and I do some recovery work for bail bond companies here in my area. And working with police, working beside police, I cannot do the things that they can do to people. I'm held extremely accountable to, you know, what happens. I have, you know, if somebody gets hurt when I'm making an arrest, it's a big, big problem for me.
Which is one of the reasons why getting rid of the violent monopoly would be great for the justice, you know, the kind of this justice / protection system that right now the government pretty much runs. But you're giving an example of how in the private world where you're a bounty hunter, you're actually fully liable for your actions. You have to be very cautious and make sure you have the right person. Make sure you don't, you know, use unnecessary force, whereas the police are completely unaccountable. They can hurt as many people as they want to, and most of the time are never held to any liability for that. And so we'd have more liability for, you know, protection agents and bounty hunters and such if we actually had no violent monopoly in which some folks could work.
Exactly.
Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Excuse me, are you still on?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, I am.
What other interactions have you had? If you've worked with police a lot, you basically do, when we talk a lot on this show about alternatives to the current government edifice, the police and the fire and all that sort of services, quote unquote, that they offer. What, in your experience as a bounty hunter, what's your impression of policing and tactics and efficiency versus how you have to go about doing things in order to make a profit?
This is kind of the reason that bail bonds exist in the first place. We have a financial interest in the people that we're chasing. Police, they really don't. They get paid the same whether or not they catch the guy, so they don't have that much interest in taking somebody in. They're not usually actively looking for somebody unless they're extremely, extremely dangerous. We stand to make quite a bit of money. When people post bonds, well, at least in Idaho, they post 10% of you know, whatever bond is set.
Mm-hmm.
If they skip out and skip court, then the company that bonds them has to pay 100% of that bond. So let's say it's a $50,000 bond. Well, you pay the bail bondsman $5,000 to get out. They're on the hook for $50,000.
Right. So they've got the financial interest to come find that person.
Yeah, exactly. So they turn their 10% over to us, you know, assuming that they can't find the person right away, and that's what my job is.
Got it. Thanks for clearing that up, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I don't think so.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for the call, and if you ever have any bounty hunter stories you want to tell, let us know. 855-450-FREE is the number here. That's the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. So we're talking about the idea of authority. An idea.
I think what he just said basically speaks to one of the biggest issues that comes from authority, which is the class system, which is an individual who isn't in this office or position, does something, we treat them one way, like a murderer or a thief. But a person in this position, wearing this fancy suit, carrying this fancy title, wearing a fancy hat, whatever it is, we treat them differently. Now it's white-collar crime. They didn't actually kill anyone just because they authorized the sale of a known
illegal
toxic
killing.
Agent that, you know, was in the drug or whatever. However it may be, it's a different... You treat them differently.
It's not murder when they do it. It's not stealing when they do it. It's not extortion when they do it.
Nope.
It's illegal killing. It's taxes. You know, they've got different names for it.
And then when you put the same person, instead of like in a powerful CEO position, you put them into a bureaucracy... And now they have the immunity that comes with being a state employee. It's just the corruption is, how can it not happen?
Right. They know they're untouchable and they act like it.
Exactly.
So we're going back here to the Washington Post, where one lady has some opinions she wants to share. Ruth Marcus, she's talking about what she would do if she were the mother of this young lady, Emma Sullivan, who refused to
teach her a little lesson.
Right, to refuse to write an apology letter to the governor of Kansas after she tweeted that she didn't much appreciate him, tweeted that he sucked. And the lady here over at Washington Post says that now that she does acknowledge, she's right about this, that the governor's office was dumb to complain about a tweet that no one ever saw. Pre-controversy, young lady in question, Sullivan, had some 60 followers on Twitter. She now has 15,000.
Right.
And
good job. And this is just how silly the government tends to be about these kind of issues.
Yep. And so actually the governor apologized in a statement saying my staff overreacted.
Yep. Little Emma's putting out Gandhi quotes now, by the way.
Wow.
Right. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. Yeah, she put that out before. Of course, Sullivan has a First Amendment right to express her views, says the columnist, although not unlimited. In a 1969 case upholding students' right to wear black armbands to protest the Vietnam War, the Supreme Court found that students do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. Oh, that's funny. I was told that I had no rights when I was at school with a principal. But added that school administrators may prohibit expression that will, quote, materially and substantially disrupt the work and discipline of the school. Of course, she tweeted, so that has nothing to do with
anything. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, should she be tweeting during class time? No, but I mean, you know, it's a field trip. Things go differently on field trips.
And this really strikes to something that I think is not uncommon to people that are in school these days, is there are a lot of instances where the school will reach out and attempt to control its students, even when not even anywhere near the campus. And I had that happen to me when I was in school. I can tell you about it here. We'll also take your calls as well at 855-453-3TALKLINE.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life. For over